Internet addiction. The World Wide Web can be a dangerous place. How long do you spend on the internet? An hour? 2 hours? More? Sometimes online surfing can become an obsession. 1 in 14 people in the world has a Facebook account. For some, it's a great way to stay in touch with old friends. But for others, it's a real problem. Facebook addiction disorder, FAD, is a recognized psychological problem. Many people have ended relationships because of it, while others have lost their jobs. Just recently, a 29-year-old accountant was fired after getting caught updating her Facebook page at work. It was the third time she'd been told not to use the site. Another problem is online gambling. All the major bookmakers have websites where you can place bets. And there are online casinos and virtual poker sites where you can have a flutter. But some people just don't know when to stop. Recently, a mother of four from Australia was jailed for 3 years after stealing almost $60,000 from her employer. eBay is a great place for a bargain, but for those with an addiction to the site, it's not such good value. Some people watch products continuously in order to place their bid at just the right time. One 42-year-old council worker was sacked after using office computers to shop on eBay. He was monitored after complaints from colleagues that he wasn't doing any work. Another problem is gaming. While it's a great way to make friends with people from all over the world, it can also be highly addictive. The fantasy game World of Warcraft is one of the most popular online games. It was released in 2004, and an account costs around $15. The site is popular with both men and women. Just recently, a 36-year-old husband filed for divorce, complaining that his wife spent more time gaming than she did with him. Internet addiction is a real problem. It can lead to depression, isolation, and ill health. People suffering from it go out less, spend less time on meals, and have less face-to-face interaction with friends or relatives. Maybe it's time to take a break.